Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending this analyst and investor briefing despite your busy schedule. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you for your understanding towards our business. Now, I would like to give you an overview of the business performance for the fiscal year ended March 31st, 2016. We saw an increase both in net sales and net income. We have achieved increases in both net sales and income year-on-year over four consecutive fiscal years. It is the second-best performance since the record-high earnings recorded in fiscal year ended March 31st, 2004, with operating income exceeding 40 billion yen. As for musical instruments, sales declined year-on-year due to factors including transfer of music school operations, which came to 12.4 billion yen, but increase in actual sales and improved gross margins led to a sharp increase in income. As for audio equipment, both sales and income rose year-on-year. Although sales were lower for electronic device year-on-year, positive impact of restructuring from the previous year resulted in improved profitability, with income in all segments returning to positive territory. This fiscal year was the final year of the implementation of YMP, Yamaha Management Plan 2016 Medium-Term Management Plan. ROE target was set at 10%. The group achieved all its numerical targets set under the plan, namely net sales, operating income, profitability, and ROE. As for ROE, it exceeded the target of 10%. Next is a breakdown of the performance. Net sales came to 435.5 billion yen, operating income 40.7 billion yen, ordinary income 40.9 billion yen, net income was 32.6 billion yen. As for operating income, the ratio came to 9.3%, surpassing the midterm target of 7%. The exchange rate is shown for your information. Compared to the previous projection announced in February, net sales was lower by 0.3% due to foreign currency loss of 4 billion yen during the January-March period. If currency impact is excluded, it was positive. Operating income was slightly lower. I will explain in detail later. Ordinary income was lower. In addition to decline in operating income, loss from exchange rate fluctuations, replacement of bonds during January-March period resulted in recording a decline, which was a negative impact of exchange translation for bonds. As for net income, I will explain in detail later, but an extraordinary loss was recorded in the fourth quarter for 2.3 billion yen immediate amortization of partial goodwill in the U.S. subsidiary, Revolabs, making it short of the projection. Next is a performance by business segments. Net sales was slightly down for musical instruments. There was a positive impact from exchange rates, but, as mentioned earlier, there was 12.4 billion yen reduction in sales associated with transferring of operations of Yamaha Music Schools in Japan. There was a positive impact of exchange rate fluctuations for audio equipment as well, resulting in strong sales. To repeat, compared to the previous projection, there was a negative currency fluctuation impact. As for operating income, it shows strong increase from 2 years ago. Compared to the previous year, there was a 1.7 billion yen negative impact from fluctuations in exchange rates, but it was overcome with an increase in income by approximately 10 billion yen. There was no impact of exchange rate versus previous projections due to 3 months forward exchange contract of the euro. Next is the operating income analysis compared to the same period of the previous year. From the operating income of 30.1 billion yen in fiscal year 2015, the impact of the exchange rate and increase in labor cost at overseas factories and increase in SG&A, including variable cost, related to increase in net sales, increase in profitability of electronic devices resulting from restructuring, an increase in production as a result of increased sales, and cost reduction brought about by cost-cutting measures were accounted for to come to an operating income of 40.7 billion yen for fiscal year 2016, an increase of more than 10 billion yen year-on-year. As for comparison against previous projection, as I explained briefly earlier, the gross margin was much better than projected. The SG&A increased more than our estimate, especially in the latter stages of the year in preparation for activities in fiscal year 2017. As for electronic devices, we saw advanced shipments of devices in the first half, leading to a recall effect in the second half. However, the first half was much bigger than the volume in the second half, resulting in unmet planned cost measures, resulting in -400 million yen. Operating income fell short of projection announced in February by 300 million yen. Next, I would like to go into each business segments in detail. First, for musical instruments, as I mentioned earlier, there was a transfer of music school operations, resulting in decline in sales. But if this is excluded, net sales was almost flat year-on-year. Cost reduction measures was one of the factors for an increase in operating income in the fourth quarter. For the full year, operating income showed strong rise from 25.1 billion yen to 31.5 billion yen. As a result, the operating income ratio of the musical instruments exceeded 10%. Next is sales by region. The trend is almost in line with the sales projection. The year-on-year changes were 104% for North America, 108% for Europe, and 112% for China. Despite overall deceleration in the Chinese market, we continue to secure strong growth in China. This slide shows audio equipment. Sales of PA equipment increased, but as for AV products and karaoke, as a sales change from finished products to component-based business, sales showed a decline, resulting in slight decrease in operating income in the fourth quarter. However, as for the full year, operating income increased strongly from 6.1 billion yen at the end of March 31st, 2015, to 8.7 billion yen at the end of March 31st, 2016, due to cost reduction and increase in profit resulting from increased sales. This slide shows sales by region. Sales in Europe, China, and other regions increased strongly year-on-year, 109%, 115%, and 109% respectively. On the other hand, sales remained flat in North America despite expectations for growth. This slide shows sales by major product category for musical instruments and audio equipment. Piano was almost flat year-on-year. As for digital musical instruments, digital pianos and portable keyboards showed strong growth. But the domestic sales of electrones, which was favorable in fiscal year 2015 due to launch of new product, declined, coming to an increase of 103%. Wind instruments showed strong growth in Japan as well as in North America, giving us double-digit growth. As for string and percussion instruments, guitar was strong, resulting in sales increase of 109%. AV products struggled in fiscal year 2015 but showed a recovery in fiscal year 2016. As for PA equipment, we forecasted growth of 109%, but we were able to exceed that target with a double-digit growth maintained. Next is on electronic devices. As I mentioned earlier, advanced shipment was concentrated in the first half, leading to a decrease in sales and income in the fourth quarter. As for the full year, we recorded operating income of 100 million yen from effective structural reform measures. On the other hand, semiconductors for amusement equipment saw advanced shipment in the first half, and without any recovery in the second half, ended almost flat year-on-year. This slide shows others. It ended in decreased sales and income year-on-year in the fourth quarter, resulting in an operating loss. Factors for the operating loss include FA equipment and automobile interior wood components for automobiles reaching end stages of the model. And with a view of growing this segment, development costs remained untouched. As for the full year, both sales and income were almost flat year-on-year. Next, I would like to give you a forecast of business performance for fiscal year ending March 2017. The broad assumption is, despite uncertainties remaining in the market environment, respective markets are projected to remain firm. As for musical instruments, pianos, digital musical instruments, and guitars, growth is expected, especially with digital musical instruments and guitars, with increased market share. As for audio equipment, we are anticipating impact of new product launches, both for AV products and PA equipment, to bring us high growth rates. The forecasted exchange rate is 110 yen to the US dollar and 125 yen to the euro. Allow me to explain the changes in segment reporting starting this fiscal year in fiscal year 2017. The soundproof room business were included in the musical instrument segment up to the fiscal year 2016 because it started as a soundproof room function in conjunction with the piano business. But as we saw its purpose expand to areas other than musical instruments, we will start recording this business as part of audio equipment segment. The sale from this business was approximately 1.5 billion yen in fiscal year 2016, with minimal impact on income. The other change is the elimination of electronic devices business segment from reporting. Up to fiscal year 2016, we had three principal reporting segments, namely musical instruments, audio equipment, and electronic devices. Other businesses have been grouped together in the Others segment. Because electronic devices sales has become very small, and with the integration of electronic devices with FA equipment, with an aim to make it our next pillar of growth, the results will be incorporated under industrial machinery and components in the Others segment, together with FA, factory automation equipment, and automobile interior wood components. The subsequent slides will incorporate this change in segment reporting for year-on-year comparison. Thank you for your understanding. Next is a full-year forecast of business performance for fiscal year ending March 2017. Net sales is expected to reach 420 billion yen, operating income 42 billion yen, ordinary income 42 billion yen. Net income is expected to show a big increase to 45.5 billion yen due to expansion in the recognition of deferred tax assets, reflecting the recent business results, which is a one-time factor. We have paid special attention to operating income ratio. Our target is 10%. As I mentioned earlier, the forecasted exchange rate is set at 110 yen to the US dollar and 125 yen to the euro for fiscal year 2017. The actual exchange rate for net sales was 120 yen to the dollar and 133 yen to the euro for fiscal year 2016, and for the operating income, it was 121 yen to the dollar and 134 yen to the euro for fiscal year 2016. Therefore, the difference between fiscal year 2016 and 2017 comes to 11 yen to the US dollar and 9 yen to the euro, impacting net sales and operating income. The following slides show performance forecast by business segments. The performance of musical instrument segments is expected to decrease by 5.2%, due partly to the impact of the exchange rate and to the transfer of operations of Yamaha Music School, which took place in July of 2016, that is after the April to June period of fiscal year 2016. The impact is approximately 4.2 billion yen. If those factors are considered, net sales do increase. As for audio equipment, the exchange rate impact is 7.9 billion yen, which will be offset by increase in net sales, and so net sales appear flat. Operating income is to increase slightly by 1.3 billion yen with impact of the exchange rate. Looking at sales and operating income analysis in detail on page 16. Net sales is expected to decrease from 435.5 billion yen to 420 billion yen from fiscal year ending March 31, 2016 to fiscal year ending March 31, 2017. Impact of exchange rate will be approximately 24.2 billion yen, effect of music school transfer 4.2 billion yen, coming to approximately 28 billion yen. Offset in part by increasing actual sales by 13 billion yen. Operating income is expected to increase from 40.7 billion yen to 42 billion yen in fiscal year ending March 2017. The impact of exchange rate will be 6.5 billion yen, increase in production cost, especially increase in labor cost at overseas factories, will be 1.7 billion yen. Increase in actual SG&A will be 1.9 billion yen, mainly from branding investment as explained during the medium-term announcement. Increase in sales by 4.2 billion yen, improved gross profit by improved model mix and appropriate pricing will be 3 billion yen, and cost reduction measures by 4.2 billion yen. Next, I will explain the projections by business segments. As for net sales of musical instruments, I have touched on earlier. And for operating income, cost reduction will be implemented further in addition to price revisions to result in increase in income. We expect operating income ratio to improve by 1% to 12.4% in the fiscal year ending March 2017, from 11.4% in fiscal year 2016. Looking at sales by region, for Japan, figures in blue parentheses show actual year-on-year changes, excluding the sale of music school at 99%, almost flat. As for North America, which did not show strong growth in fiscal year 2016, is expected to show strong growth in 2017. Europe was strong in fiscal year 2016, but the projection for this fiscal year is modest. China saw double-digit growth in fiscal year 2016 with conservative projections for fiscal year 2017. Next is audio equipment. Net sales appear to remain flat, but if exchange rate impact is excluded, it is projected to increase. The operating income ratio is to improve, reflecting actual increases in net sales from 7.2% to 7.5% in fiscal year 2017. This figure includes cost reduction from immediate amortization of goodwill. Looking at sales by region, North America did not show impact from change in sales and marketing structure for PA equipment for business use in fiscal year 2016, but we expect the positive impact to start to surface this year, bringing us the biggest growth. We are confident to continue growth in Europe. As for China, we expect negative growth, as sales of OEM products from Revolabs was substantive in fiscal year 2016, but it is expected to decline. We expect other regions to show high growth in fiscal year 2017. Next is sales by major product category. Piano is expected to continue to show strong growth of 105%, coming mostly from China, where actual selling price is shifting higher. that will be favorable to the growth prospects. As for digital musical instruments, we expect growth to be stronger than the projected 101%. January to March period in fiscal year 2016 was quite strong. Therefore, room for growth is small. Similarly, for wind instruments, the growth in January to March period in fiscal year 2016 was quite strong, giving a smaller room for growth. We expect string and percussion instruments to show growth, especially with guitar. As for audio equipment, both AV products and PA equipment to both show growth, 105% and 106% respectively, attributable to new product launches. As we have maintained double-digit growth for PA equipment, this figure may seem not good enough, but we expect the actual growth to be stronger. As for other segments, we expect net sales and operating income to remain flat year-on-year. Next, I will briefly touch on full-year non-operating income loss and extraordinary income and loss. As for non-operating income and loss on page 23, other shows negative expansion offsetting the increase. As I explained at the beginning, this is usually positive, but due to Forex impact during January-March period, this is the amount recorded. As for extraordinary income and loss, there was sale of idle assets in Shinsaibashi and Kyushu in fiscal year ended March 2016, resulting in a gain. Immediate amortization of goodwill of Line 6 was recorded in the third quarter of the previous fiscal year, and as for Rebel Labs, it is bringing profit. However, it is slightly short of the profit level we had originally projected, with amortization over 5 years, with a difference against the original plan resulting in amortization of almost half of the amount, giving us a total of 700 million yen. With slightly improved business performance, the deferred income taxes come to negative 0.6 billion yen. As I explained earlier, for fiscal year ending March 2017, in conjunction with a recent improvement in profitability, scope for recording deferred tax assets will be expanded, with 13.5 billion yen deferred tax assets expected to be recorded. As a result, net profit, EPS, and ROE show improvement, but please regard this as to be temporary. Inventories at the end of fiscal year 2016 was 91.9 billion yen, but actual inventories increased drastically against plan due to major impact of exchange rates compared to the previous projection. With increase in sales of musical instruments, inventory rose, and as for audio equipment, leveling of production at factories is being carried out according to shipment plan, increasing the level of inventory. As sales of musical instruments and audio equipment is expected to show a strong trend this fiscal year, we believe inventory to return to its usual level, so we do not consider this increase in inventories to be an issue. But on the other hand, goods in process is not showing sufficient decrease. Therefore, we will keep a watchful eye, especially with electronic devices. We expect inventories at the end of fiscal year 2017 to be at 87.8 billion yen, the same level at the end of fiscal year 2015. Next is capital expenditure and depreciation and R&D expenses. For fiscal year 2016, capital expenditure was within the range of depreciation, but by the end of March fiscal year 2017, we are planning large-scale capital investment of more than 20 billion yen, an increase to a level not seen recently. A facility will be built with the purpose of consolidating development functions, and elimination and consolidation of overseas production facilities will be conducted for cost reduction purposes. As for depreciation, with longer depreciation periods, it has not increased by that much. R&D expenses show a small increase. Audio equipment will show an increase as our efforts will be concentrated in this segment. Please note in the balance sheet summary the decrease in fixed assets at the end of March 2016 due to a decrease in investment securities associated with a decrease in the current market price of available-for-sale securities. There are no other factors worthy of special mention here. There is a slight impact from reduced discount rate for projected benefit obligation, resulting in increased liabilities. As of end of March 2017 projections, the increase is commensurate with the operating cash flow. Next, I would like to review the key financial figures once again. These are numerical targets announced for the medium-term management plan. An operating income ratio of 12% was announced as a midterm target, increasing the ratio by 1% each year towards fiscal year 2019. I mentioned that foreign exchange impact was approximately 6.5 billion yen, but if Forex remained the same as fiscal year 2016, it will be between 3.5 to 3.55 billion yen. So if we deduct 20 billion yen, it will give us an operating income ratio improvement of about 15 to 20% year-on-year, giving us a linear growth, and ROE and EPS are expected to be substantially positive. We aim to achieve EPS of 200 yen from the current 170 yen by the end of March 2019. Taking away deferred tax assets of 13.5 billion yen, it will be in line with projection. Lastly, on return to stockholders, a press release has been issued regarding share buyback. Acquisition was completed on April 8th. Total amount acquired was 20 billion yen. The annual dividend for fiscal year 2016 is 44 yen. And if the share buyback of 20 billion yen is added, the total payout ratio will come to more than 80% for the fiscal year ending March 2016. We are planning an 8 yen increase in the annual dividend for fiscal year 2017 at 52 yen per share. Yamaha's target ratio for its consolidated dividend payout ratio is 30% or higher. But net income does not accompany cash inflow, so the projected dividend payout ratio, excluding the tax effect, will come to more than 30%, at 30.5% for fiscal year ending March 2017. With that, I would like to conclude my presentation. Thank you for your attention.